This is New Classical Tracks from American Public Media. I'm Julia Mocker.
What I have been able to bring to the instrument in terms of the collaborations, the literature, that is something that I really wanted there to be a record of, and I wanted it to be very visible so that it would inspire other musicians and other composers to take that ball and run with it and create their own projects after I'm gone. And I also, of course, want the projects that I've done to have a long life that goes on to eternity.
That's Grammy Award-winning guitarist Sharon Isbin talking about her legacy, which has recently been chronicled in Sharon Isbin Troubadour, a one-hour documentary. Five of her classic recordings have been packaged into a new CD set corresponding with the film, which explores what it takes to nurture a dream against all odds to become a world-class musician. In the guitar world, Sharon says she has always had to fight as a woman. And in the music world, she's always had to fight as a guitarist.
Well, I think having two older brothers trained me for that, because I learned early on I had to stand up for what I believed in. When I started as a guitarist, I had no idea what the world was like, but I soon found out, and I'm glad that I've been able to be a pioneer in a lot of ways to create the first guitar department at the Juilliard School. And to be able to be the first and still only guitarist to record with the New York Philharmonic, and to be the first to win a classical Grammy as a guitarist in almost 30 years. So all of these things are really paving the way for others, and that's what it's all about.
Two of Sharon's Grammy-winning recordings are part of her new box set, Dreams of a World, and her concerto CD featuring works written for her by Christopher Rouse and Tan Dunn.
Well, Tan Dunn likes to pay homage to the instrument that he's writing for, in this case, the Spanish guitar and its flamenco history, and to bring something from his own heritage. So it is also inspired by the ancient Chinese lute or pipa and Chinese folk music. So I have to become, in some way, a pipa player. And with that, to introduce gestures of flamenco. So at the very beginning, you're hearing us stomping our feet and clapping, and I'm strumming, and it's really quite wild.
Sharon's curiosity about people, about the world, and about music is what drives her passion to explore new collaborations, like those you'll hear on her recording Journey to the Amazon, which is also part of this box set.
So the late Tiago de Mello, sadly, he passed away last year. He was an Indian from the Maui tribe of the Amazon rainforest in Brazil. Very exotic, and a composer as well as organic percussionist. So he made most of the instruments that he played, whether it was the turtle shell, following a dinner that their family would have had in Brazil of the turtle. He would make the pau de chuva, or the rain stick, which is a long bamboo tube filled with beads and seeds. Even the toenails of a tapir, or the dried out shells of a cocoon. And he uses, believe it or not, all these instruments and many, many, many more on our journey to the Amazon.
Sharon recalls one recording session with Tiago that required some additional improvisation.
At security at the airport, they mistook the bow of one of his instruments and they thought that it was a weapon. They so mishandled it going back and forth through the x-ray machine that they broke it. And it was a Sunday, and my parents had to go searching to Chinese restaurants to try to find chopsticks that they could tape together so he could use that.
Sharon's journey with the guitar started when her family moved to Italy for her father's job. She was just 9 years old, and her dream at that time was to be a rocket scientist. Sharon's passion for the guitar really ignited when she and her family moved back to Minnesota.
And that really happened thanks to the Minnesota Orchestra. I won a competition when I was 14, and the award was to perform with the orchestra as a soloist. One of those pieces is on the box set, the Vivaldi Concerto in D, and it's featured very prominently in the documentary as well. And by having this experience overnight, I decided that playing in front of 10,000 people was even more fun than launching my worms and grasshoppers into space. So I decided, enough of the science stuff, I'm going to become a guitarist.
And that's how a young girl becomes a world-class musician. And that's New Classical Tracks from American Public Media. I'm Julia Mocker.